stay tuned for one of the most fascinating programs you'll ever hear as we explore the strange and mysterious world of the paranormal and UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet Continuum, a weekly program dealing with extraordinary claims of the paranormal, on Earth and beyond. Whether or not you believe in the paranormal, the controversies are real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of parapsychology, futuristic science, and the UFO enigma. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss some of the most fascinating and strange subjects around. Now here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And good evening. Welcome to this edition of the Paranet Continuum, home of common sense, no-nonsense paranormal talk radio. We're going to go to Phoenix tonight to get an update on some very unusual UFO sightings that have been occurring there. We're also going to California tonight to talk with some interesting researchers as they talk about an upcoming book called The Zodiac Manson Connection, published by Penn Power Publications, and we're going to get to all that in just a minute. I'm Michael Corbin, and this is the Paranet Continuum.
Of the paranormal, UFOs, future science, parapsychology, angelic phenomena, ghosts, secret projects, government cover-ups, hoaxes, and frauds. We cover it all on the Paranet Continuum. Now back to your host, Michael Corbin.
1-800-836-2009, 1-800-836-2009. Okay, it has been called the crime of the century by some. Others equate the murderous career of the infamous Zodiac serial killer with the notorious Jack the Ripper who stalked London over 100 years ago. Now today, there are, like the unsolved Ripper case, countless theories about who the Zodiac killer was and why he committed his crimes. Some people believe they know who did these acts of evil. They have their own suspect based on their investigations, and there are over 2,700 such men. Some people believe two men were responsible and that one of them wrote the letters while the other did the killing. Some others suppose that there were several people involved and that a cult was involved. A few investigators believe that one person simply took credit for various murders in the Northern California area, wrote letters, and called himself the Zodiac. My guest tonight is Howard Davis. He's a doctor, PhD. He's an author, lecturer, and researcher. And he is going to talk about his upcoming book. The book is called The Zodiac Manson Connection. It's my pleasure to welcome Howard Davis to the program. Good evening, Howard.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for being on the program.
Well, you're welcome.
Now, I've got this manuscript that you sent me, this book you're writing, and I have to say I'm very, very interested in what you've got to say. You have some compelling evidence that you may know who the Zodiac killer or killers were.
Yes, I certainly believe that based on my research for the past 9.5 years.
Okay. Give us first of all, before we get to that, give us kind of a background sketch of the Zodiac and when this took place and kind of some details about it.
Okay. There was a girl killed. Her name was Sherry Jo Bates in Riverside, California. This happened October 30, 1966. Later on, December 20th, 1968, in a town in Northern California called Vallejo, a young couple was suddenly gunned down in a Lover's Lane area. And there were no notes to the police, no evidence. And then July 4, 1969, another couple was attacked. The boy survived, the girl died. And a man claiming to be the killer sent three cryptograms. Actually, it was one cryptogram. A third was sent to the three most widely read Northern California newspapers. And the public was asked to decipher this code. And then later on, he sent another letter The police wanted more information, proof that he was the killer, and he did so, and he finally gave himself a name, the Zodiac. First he called himself a murderer and a killer, and then he finally called himself the Zodiac. And from that point on, other people were murdered, and letters were coming to the San Francisco Chronicle at a fairly steady rate. Actually, the last letter technically that was sent by the Zodiac was April of 1978, and that was sent to the Chronicle also. So it is considered the crime of the century, and it's been equated with Jack the Ripper. As a matter of fact, when they had the 100-year anniversary of Jack the Ripper in London, our FBI stood up and said that we have one too. We have a Ripper, and it's called the Zodiac. So the case technically has never been solved. There have been no prosecutions. And these people were attacked. Some were killed in the attack. There were technically two survivors of a physical attack. One woman was abducted, Kathleen Johns, and she escaped from the Zodiac. Another man never got in the car. He was almost abducted, but that's pretty much the case right there in a nutshell.
Okay, now one of the things, before we get into, again, getting into the meat of your research, what else was going on in and around the time of the Zodiac? Because there was, you know, the thing is, I from your manuscript, you say this has been called the crime of the century. And, of
right.
course, you know, we have the O.J. case, you know, recently.
Right.
But nevertheless, this is still very interesting.
Well, this is a case from history. This
right.
is something
mm-hmm.
that has evolved. And it is much more profound and complicated than the O.J. case from many, many different standpoints.
And, of course, all the books are still open on this.
Absolutely. You've had almost 3,000 suspects processed over these past 25, 26 years.
Uh-huh.
And then you have that Bates case going back to 66. In 1970, they connected Zodiac with her. 1971, he said, you finally stumbled across my Riverside activity. You're only finding the easy ones. There's a hell of a lot more victims down there in Southern California. And I believe my forthcoming book, which will be ready within a couple of weeks or so for publication, it delineates various people that were abducted from freeways and cars were sabotaged and so forth. And I've linked some of these cases to the Zodiac in Southern California. So there is so much complication, so much involvement, so many people that have been involved in the case that it has evolved into the crime of the century, not as a figure of speech, but as the FBI stated on world television in 1988, it is equated with the Jack the Ripper case because over 100 years now, they have not been able to solve that case, and it's the same for Zodiac.
Okay. Now, let's get to this. Let's get to this next part of it. The title of the book is Zodiac: The Manson Connection.
Right.
Now, some people will say, "Well, you know, that's probably ridiculous." But again, reading your manuscript, I think you've got some pretty compelling. I don't want to say, well, I guess if you could say evidence, but you've got some pretty compelling stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an idea how this connects.
Well. First of all, the real solid evidence we have, and basically it's the only real evidence. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. It's your phone.
Yes. The letters that were sent to the San Francisco Chronicle, and one letter was sent to the LA Times. And when those letters are analyzed, the content reflects Manson philosophy. And number two, the dates and the timing of those letters coincide with major Manson family events. And I have documented all of this in my book. I'm the first one to discover that. It wasn't an easy discovery. It took me many, many years to probe into Manson's philosophy and background and then study those letters and see if there was a correlation. As a researcher, I want to look at blacks and whites. I don't want to fool myself. And more evidence surfaced. Now, this started with a tip on my part. It was a well-placed tip. I can't reveal my tip, but I started with nothing and ended up with quite a serious investigation on my hands, spanning over 9 years now. So those letters, in my view, and which I expound on in my book, connect Manson and the so-called Zodiac. It was Manson's desire to start a race war involving not just the blacks and whites, but all segments of society. And he said, California has to come first. The family was working in Southern California, and Zodiac was paralleling their activities in Northern California. The kickoff date for Zodiac was the same kickoff time for the Manson family. And Zodiac's information in his letters, once again, dovetail and correlate with and duplicate a lot of Manson's ideas and philosophies.
Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we want to get into a little bit more about the lead that took you to, back to Riverside.
Okay.
And how this all came forward from that, because I think it was developed out of that, wasn't it?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. 1-800-836-2009. 1-800-836-2009. Dr. Howard Davis is my guest. We're talking about his upcoming book, Zodiac, The Manson Connection. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.